Welcome to The Brief by Kuro House, where we break down the most compelling stories shaping the marketing and media landscape. Today, we're diving into everything from a fast food delivery shakeup at Walmart to Netflix's bold play around the World Cup, and a high-stakes agency showdown at Coca-Cola. Let's get right into it. First up, a major move in the world of retail and quick-service restaurants. Walmart has officially entered the restaurant delivery game by partnering with Subway. According to Adweek, after a pilot in two Connecticut stores last month, Walmart shoppers in Florida, Georgia, Ohio, Pennsylvania, and Texas can now add Subway sandwiches to their regular Walmart delivery orders. By the end of July, this service will roll out to all 1,400 Walmart locations that have a Subway inside. The announcement was made at Walmart's annual Associates Week in Bentonville, Arkansas, and it's part of a broader push to offer more low-cost, ready-made meal options, especially for shoppers feeling the pinch of rising restaurant prices. This integration means you can get your groceries and a fresh sub in one seamless delivery, positioning Walmart not just as a grocery giant, but as a direct competitor in the meal delivery space. It's a smart move that could set a new standard for in-store restaurant partnerships and how retailers address consumer demand for convenience and value. Switching gears to the world of streaming and sports, Netflix is making a play for World Cup fans, without owning the broadcast rights. As reported by Adweek, Netflix has launched FIFA World Cup Launch Edition, a game that lets users play as any of the 48 teams in the 2026 tournament, compete in realistic stadiums, and control all 1,248 real-life players. The focus here is user experience. Players can use their phones as controllers by scanning a QR code, and, in true Netflix fashion, there are no ads, sponsors, or in-game purchases. The game will receive live updates reflecting real-world events, so if a player gets injured during the actual tournament, you'll see it in the game. After a limited launch in Brazil and Germany, the game goes live June 11th in the US, UK, Canada, and several other countries. This move highlights how brands without direct media rights can still ride the wave of World Cup excitement, and it could be a preview of Netflix's approach to the 2027 Women's World Cup, for which it does have rights. Netflix's strategy here is a clever way to engage fans and advertisers alike, blending gaming, sports, and streaming into a single, immersive experience. Now, let's talk about a pivotal moment for global media agencies. Coca-Cola is about to kick off a massive agency review focused on data and technology. According to Digiday, John Murphy, Coca-Cola's CFO, outlined the company's focus on matching its proprietary first-party data with customer data from partners, like bottlers and agencies, to create new intelligence and drive marketing decisions. The review will cover media, data, and tech, and is set to pit Publicis Group against WPP, excluding North America, Japan, and Korea. The decision is expected this fall. What makes this review so consequential is the philosophical divide. Publicis pushes a proprietary data stack, Epsilon, Lotame, LiveRamp, Core AI, positioning itself as a tech-first media company, while WPP is betting on privacy-safe data connectivity through InfoSum and decentralized collaboration. The real test, though, is whether either agency can turn all this data into actionable insights, something many enterprises still struggle with, according to recent Bain and MIT studies. This isn't just a battle of tech stacks. It's about who can solve the data plumbing problem that's been holding back true AI-driven marketing. The outcome could set the tone for how major brands approach data ownership, privacy, and execution in years to come. Let's turn our attention to the ever-competitive cable news landscape. Adweek's latest Nielsen data for the week of May 25, 2026, reveals some interesting shifts. MS Now, in particular, stood out by posting growth in the coveted adults 25-54 demo during both prime time and total day, even as total viewership dipped slightly. Fox News led in total primetime viewers, 2.299 million, and total day viewers, 1.448 million, but its demo numbers fell by double digits compared to the previous week. MS Now, Meanwhile, averaged 881,000 total viewers in prime time, down 4%, but saw a 23% jump in the demo. CNN's numbers were mixed, flat in the demo during prime time, a slight decline in total viewers, but a modest 3% demo gain during total day. Year over year, MS Now and CNN both posted significant gains in total viewers and the demo, while Fox News was flat or down across the board. Notably, Fox News still claimed 14 of the 15 most watched cable news shows, with The Five leading the pack. These fluctuations underscore how audience preferences are shifting, and how demo growth is becoming just as important as total viewership for advertisers. Finally, let's reflect on what these stories mean for marketers. From Walmart's seamless integration of meal delivery to Netflix's innovative World Cup engagement, and Coca-Cola's agency review as a litmus test for data-driven marketing, we're seeing a common thread. The brands and agencies that win are those who can bridge the gap between digital convenience, data intelligence, and real-world consumer needs. The cable news numbers remind us that, even in traditional media, understanding, and growing, the right audience segment is key. That's all for today's edition of The Brief by Kuro House. Thanks for tuning in and keeping your marketing edge sharp with us. We'll be back tomorrow with more stories and insights to keep you ahead of the curve. Until then, stay curious and keep pushing the boundaries of what's possible in marketing.